time of year.
It's like a theme song from like a 1980s show.
It does. Network. It sounds like the Fall Guy.
Very much. Or, yeah, like Fall Guy or America.
Big ending now.
Wow.
That's the way to start, am I right?
I think, well, it certainly is.
It would help if you could understand any of the lyrics.
Yeah.
First of all.
That needs to reproduce big time.
Second of all, it is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo today.
Hey.
And we have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas coming up a little bit later on this hour.
Look at that.
So yeah. Keep listening for that. It's also Listener Appreciation Day.
Why?
So
every day is no?
No, it's the first of the month, and this is the first work day of the month. So it's Listener Appreciation. So we have people call in and we ask them questions and then we give them t-shirts.
This is a monthly, this is a regular thing. I never heard of this before.
It's a regular thing. Well, we've done it. What?
Listener Appreciation Day.
95.5.
I should check into it.
You should listen. So it's Listener Appreciation Day.
This is radio?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Got it.
Also, there's a seven-year-old that's better than you and me.
It's not hard to believe.
No question about that whatsoever.
In what way?
In every way.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much in every way.
Huh?
And we have a dumb crime as well on the way coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
All right.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo is on vacation. Stu is joining me today.
How dare he?
He has not taken a vacation in 10 years. How dare he?
Yeah.
That's been a long time.
10 years? Whatever.
It's time for the weekend Nextdoor app update.
Yeah.
The Nextdoor app is great, and people are great. Those are the two things that I know.
Wow, that's a lie.
Under the headline, I saw your cat, is the Nextdoor app tweet or whatever it is. I'm pretty sure I saw your cat.
Under my tires?
There's no information? There's no information where?
Oh.
There's no information what kind of cat?
Oh, somebody put up a sign, maybe lost cat?
Just on Nextdoor app.
I saw your cat.
I think I saw your cat. That's it. That's all they put.
I like that. Something I would do.
I'm not positive why.
Yeah.
Free. New unopened box of Kotex tampons. Super. Let's just say the lady of this house no longer requires them. Hooray!
Oh, good. Well, congratulations.
I'm not positive. That's how you want to buy them? Two goats having sex in public.
For sale?
Or nope.
What? Nope.
On my way to work today. Somebody's very disappointed.
Oh.
On my way to work today, and I witnessed two goats having sex out in the open on the corner of 86 and New Hope Church Road.
You know, goats, that's very ambiguous anymore. What you mean, an actual farm animal?
I think they're actual farm animals.
The greatest of all time.
No.
Doing it right there on the side.
I don't think so.
Was this
if these are your goats, please tell them to be more discreet and teach them better manners.
Dude, there is no way these are from L.A.
I would hate, they're not all of them. I would hate for them to defile the morals of this wonderful community.
Ooh,
hilarious.
I sense some sarcasm.
There is a Nextdoor trending post, which is basically a lot of people add to it and check on it and whatever.
Yeah.
Someone got offended.
Because
that's the trending post.
Oh.
Just someone got offended. Boba milk tea ruining the youth.
Boba milk tea is what's ruining the youth?
I agree with the lady who spoke at the public hearing who said kids hanging out at boba milk tea shops are throwing their futures away and they should be studying SATs nonstop.
That's a post from like 1961.
It does seem to be, yes. And this is my favorite because I love Halloween time.
Sure.
You? Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
If you want the ugliest yard in the neighborhood, just put up Halloween decorations. Simple. What kind of modern society wants to see dead bodies and such? I wish some people would grow up and have some class. We're better than this. Why not decorate with beautiful things? Isn't it the purpose of a decoration to beautify? Let's be different. Let's get creative and not let retail stores trick us into buying the ugly stuff they want to sell us. Seriously, who wants to store a skeleton in their closet for most of the year? If we stop buying that stuff, maybe we won't have to look at it in the stores either. That would be nice.
Wow.
Signed, eyesore.
Bah, humbug. Let's show up at their front door with picks and axes and
I'll track them down.
Torches and stuff.
Track them down. We'll burn their house to the ground.
We'll put, you know, draw and quarter and put them out there. There you go. How's that up?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon with your shot at $100,000.
Yeah.
Coming up in just a few minutes and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. It's not happening right now.
Damn it.
Stu is in for Sluggo today. Yeah. We do a little feature on this program called People.
Are dumb.
Other than us, are dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
This is two guys that got drunk and broke into a SeaWorld place. I don't think it's in San Diego, but broke into it and stole a penguin and took it back home.
Good.
So when they woke up from the bender, there was a penguin in their apartment.
This was a movie. Wasn't this the one with Zach Galifianakis in Vegas?
What's wrong with me? Oh, no.
The Bachelor Park.
Hangover. No, I don't think there was a penguin. There was a tiger.
It was a tiger.
Yeah. This is an actual penguin. Listen to this.
Mr. Penguin.
Early morning and a group of friends with a hangover.
First of all, he starts by saying, Hi, Mr. Penguin.
I'm Mr. Penguin.
Early morning and a group of friends with a hangover wake to find a penguin in their living room.
I can't believe how a penguin in my apartment, man. You stole a penguin.
That guy's the best. I can't believe, man, there's a penguin in my apartment. Who stole a penguin?
He's got such good manners.
There's three of them, and then none of them have any idea where the penguin came from.
A fairy penguin called Dirk.
It's a fairy as a type of a penguin.
Okay,
I guess. That he's insulting
him.
He's
not. Okay.
Yeah.
Taken one night last month after they slipped past security at Brisbane SeaWorld.
Okay, so here's the that part again. That's my favorite part. At SeaWorld, and then they cut to the guy. Yeah. And he's
Brisbane SeaWorld.
Bong tokes. I promise you, they were blowing bong tokes in that penguin's face.
Agreed.
The men later panicked and dropped Dirk in a canal. He was picked up and returned to the park. Now, two of those involved, Rhys Jones and Kerry Mules, believed to be from South Wales, have been fined $1,000, or about £600, for stealing him. Huh. Speaking at the time, one of the men so they meant no harm.
We are, all three of us, sorry, SeaWorld, and the time lost, you know, searching for Dirk, you know, and, just glad he's all right.
I love these guys so much. Yeah, listen, so we're all sorry.
And we're all so sorry that we stole your penguin, and but you know what? $1,000 to hang out with a penguin for a few days, I'd say that's worth it.
The theme park, too, was relieved to get Dirk back in one piece.
Dirk.
This animal is a captive-born animal, 7 years old. Never experienced things like boats or wide-open spaces.
Or
so we're very fortunate to see Dirk back with his mates.
He's very high. He came back very high. And we don't know what to do about that.
Most cooperative. Very willing, very pliable.
Asking for brownies. We don't know what that meant. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo is out this week. Stu is filling in today.
I am.
Are you a big tipper, an average tipper, a small tipper?
I am a... I change a lot. I will tip huge. I will tip
huge for great service, I assume.
Yeah, great service. Okay. Even great food. Well, you know, if the food is great and the service is great, the tip's going to be great.
Now, what is great for you? What's a great tip?
A great tip?
Yes.
30%.
Okay.
50%. You know, I'll go nuts.
You'll go 50%?
I have.
Okay.
I have tipped I've matched the bill amount. I have not done it lately.
Wow.
But I've done
that.
Yeah,
but that's on like one beer.
Yeah, that's also true.
$14.99. Here's $14.99 for a tip.
Yeah, I've done that. I'm gonna go back.
What's your policy when you go into a Starbucks? And there's a little thing there that says we accept tips.
Yeah, it depends on my mood. It kind of
depends
on my
mood.
Yeah, it kind of does. I don't tip every time.
I've changed the way I tip. I usually am a decent tipper because I'm happy that person is there doing that job.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
Okay.
So
better than me.
And usually, okay, like at 20 to 30%.
You could do that with every person you encounter. Then
that's true.
Everywhere.
That's true.
You tip the bus driver. Well, you don't take a bus, probably.
When I go to a Starbucks, yeah. If I get change,
yeah.
I'll put it in the tip thing. But I'm not 100%. Yeah. You know. With Starbucks.
Yeah.
No. There's a TikToker online who I just posted on my Twitter at the Kevin Ryder. Uh-huh. And they're asking her, she's making an online purchase for an office chair.
Oh, yeah. I see where this is going.
Yes.
For an office chair?
Online office chair. Online shopping.
Uh-huh.
And she's showing the picture, and you can see it on my Twitter right now. She's showing the picture of, would you like to tip the person who's fulfilling this order,
yeah,
not that finger.
Yeah.
$1, uh-huh, $2, or $5. No, I'm sorry, 1%, 2%, 5%.
Wow. And a person I'm never going to meet.
Online.
Yeah.
You're ordering online. Do you tip?
Don't drop my test, my chair. That's my tip. I don't know. I'm not tipping on that.
There has to be a limit, right?
Stop it.
Because there's little tip jars everywhere.
Stop it, world. Yeah. No. I say no.
What about like a Dairy Queen? I'll go to a Dairy Queen and there'll be a little tip jar for them. Yeah. If they're dealing with my ice cream, I want to get it right.
I get, you know, a little nickel, a dime, or something like that. I never, ever, ever pay with cash, hardly ever anymore.
Yeah, that does make it more difficult.
Well, no,
or easier not to tip.
Well, it depends because, you know, I always wonder, like, oh, are they going to see the screen also? Because they would flip the screen around to you. It's tilted. I can tip. I cannot tip. I can do a stingy tip. But are they going to see it?
And then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah.
Tipping rules. How do you draw the line?
Where do you draw the line?
Yes.
Can you even draw the line?
I'll give you another example.
Please do.
You order from a restaurant,
uh-huh,
but you drive and pick it up.
Mm,
now.
Yeah.
Is your tip still,
I tell you,
20 to 30%? Does it go down?
No way. It goes way down.
Same.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah, same. I mean, same, it goes way down for me, too.
Yeah, I'm not tipping the
fool. Because I had to drive and go get it.
Of course.
Is that normal?
Well, I mean, this was...
But then the food person... Go ahead.
The job is to go there and make the food. That's what they're paying you to do.
Right.
And, okay, I'm the one that pick it up. So if I'm a tip, you're tipping for service. You're tipping for the experience of the... Geez, I mean, I get it. They're splitting their tips a lot of times with the dishwasher and, you know, the busboy and stuff. Like, okay, that's all part of the thing. That's what the tipping's all about.
Right.
Yeah, okay. But if I'm going down to pick up the thing in a styrofoam container...
Right.
I mean, maybe I'm, you know, if I'm feeling generous, I'll throw a couple bucks at it. But I don't know.
But for the most part... Probably. I would guess that's where a lot of people draw the line.
I got the feeling we're going to get schooled here in a second.
Well, I don't know. I don't know because I don't know where people draw their own line. It's different for everybody. Anyone, I don't know where people draw
the
line.
Anyone who's in that service sector is hot dialing right now.
Yes,
like, I will instruct you.
818-955-KLOS. Especially, and I don't know if we're going to find this person.
Yeah.
If there's somebody that believes that they shouldn't be tipped. Like, there has to be a line that you draw somewhere where you're not going to tip. For us, the online tip is absurd and no.
I'm not going to tip my Lamborghini dealer. I'll tell you why, okay?
But where do you draw the line and how do you decide who and when and how much you tip?
Yeah, it's complicated.
It's very complicated.
I need a scientific calculator now.
Yeah, I don't think
what's the cosine for of this tips. Burger?
818-955-KLO. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today, and we're talking about tipping because there's somebody on TikTok who got a question from an online service, an online store.
Yeah.
She bought an office chair, and they asked her if she wanted to leave them a tip for an online store.
The balls of that!
So where do you draw the line? We have a guy who delivers pizza on the line, right?
You know, there's some people that just assume, you know, that we get paid out enough. But, you know, as a delivery driver, sometimes you're making minimum wage and only making that extra money is from your tips, but some people don't know how to correlate.
What
that.
Percentage would you say of your customers don't tip for you delivering?
I want to say about 70% of them.
70 don't?
70 don't. So 30% of your delivery customers will tip you. You're a FedEx driver. Let me get that right.
No. So I've worked for FedEx, but my round table job where I was thinking about minimum wage.
Gotcha.
You know, any extra money was coming from those tips.
All right.
About 65% of them didn't tip.
All right. Let me ask another question. If you're driving for FedEx, should I tip you?
They don't tip, but, you know, some people put courtesy boxes with snacks and water, and that's greatly appreciated, especially hot weather.
Oh, your phone is cutting out.
Wow.
I apologize.
I tip you a new phone.
Some people leave out water and snacks. That's nice.
That's very nice.
I like that.
For the mailman, you know, once a year.
That's a tip. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I was calling around about the...
About tipping.
You guys just had.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. If you got to look at that, the people working in these jobs are often, especially in California and Los Angeles, are working for well below minimum wage. And
right.
They have to live on those tips.
Right.
But also from working in service quite a bit, I can tell you that for myself, I always try, and I literally don't have the bank account for it, but I will always, if I go out or if I buy something, I will always do 20%.
That's really kind. But let me ask you a question. Does it change if you have to pick up the food?
No.
It doesn't.
If I pick up the food, then I would still, because there's still people there.
All right.
Still working to make up the food.
Yeah.
And also what I would ask you guys is, I mean, not an attack on you guys, but how many of you have actually worked in service on a long period of time as an adult?
I have not.
I used to.
I have not, and I totally agree with what you're saying. I totally agree with somebody's doing that work, and if it's not you, you should tip.
Yeah, I mean, I it's just also like nowadays, people that are working minimum wage, they can't even live anywhere near Los Angeles.
I agree.
I've listened to KLOS since I was like 8 years old. I grew up in the Inland Empire. My dad, I mean, I had KLOS stickers. I mean, I've been around you guys. I'm 49 years old now.
Okay.
So first of all, thank you for listening that long. And second of all, I agree with the way you look at it. Thank you. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Do you tip? Where do you tip? And how much do you tip? And where do you draw the line? Hey, that's me. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo. We are taking calls about tipping. How much do you tip? We were looking at a TikTok of a girl who had who bought an office chair online, and there was a little thing that said, you want to tip 1% or 2% or 5% for an online order.
It's offensive in every way.
That seems too much. So we're talking about tipping at 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about the tipping.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
What kind of job do you have?
So I was in the restaurant business for 20 years, and I tell you what, when I go into restaurants now, I'm not in the restaurant business anymore. I was a server, I was a waiter, you know, bartender, everything.
Right, yeah.
I will not tip well if the service isn't good. I just won't.
Well,
is that right?
I don't expect to be waited on hand and foot. I just expect a cordial, nice time.
Yeah,
if I'm having a bad time, it makes the entire place, you know, someplace I'm not going to go back to. So I don't go back to a place if the service isn't good. Matter of fact, that's a make or break decision for me. If the service is good, I'm going back.
Do you think you're unique in that? Do you think other people who've been waiter and waitresses would agree with you?
Absolutely, 100%.
You do?
Really? That's not what my experience is. They're usually apologetic for when they go out and encounter bad service. If I'm out with somebody who's in that service industry, they'll say, well, you know, it could be this, it could be that, it could be that. You still got a tip. 20, you know, whatever. I'm like,
You tip, but you don't tip 20%. You
darn.
Tip 15 at the minimum.
Yeah, I got you.
The minimum used to be 15, now it's 18. You know, but sometimes you do not want to tip 18 because you're like, they did not work for it, they don't deserve it. And the idea of pooling tips is ridiculous. Pooling, yeah, and you all have to put your money in the same place at the end. That's like something in Europe. And if you want to wait 30 minutes to be waited on, fine, that's great.
Yeah.
But I'm not about that. I want to work with people who, you know, want to serve and want to do a good job.
Yeah, that's when I get to a place where they pool tips, I pay by credit card and then tip with cash.
Yeah.
And that way they get it and they don't have to put it in the pool.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see, pooling tips,
right?
That's communism.
Right.
That is straight up communism.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, yeah. Hey, my name's Jerry, and I both receive and give tips. And I was just going to give you a quick perspective on how I feel about it.
Please do.
Well, I'm a handyman, okay?
All right.
And today I got a $50 tip, but a lot of people tip me $20. And I've had $100 tips before.
But wait, what is your typical charge for something that you do?
I charge about $60 an hour.
Okay, wow. So if somebody's bill is say $200, what is like an average tip for you?
Well, and that's what happened today. It was $200, and she gave me $250, and I thought that was very generous.
All right. Yeah. Was she hitting on you? No? Okay, just checking.
That could be a tip also.
We could work something out. Yes. All right, every day at this time we do Give Me Five, which is five songs in a row with a theme. And every day I try to hit the note that this guy comes in on. You know, this guy that sings the Give Me
this
Five.
This guy is an extremely talented singer.
Can you hit the note?
Oh, I think so.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. Well,
what's the pitch of the first note?
It's like a geez. I want to.
You did
G,
it.
A. It's like a. You know, I think in terms of the guitar. So,
but I want you to sing it. Because I'm thinking.
Give me five. Oh, it's even higher.
Pretty close.
I was higher.
You were too.
This is easier.
Yeah.
Five songs in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
I just want to hear that five times.
I do. Five songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is anger management. Anger management. The first song is Alice in Chains' Angry Chair on 95.5 KLOS.
Yeah, so...
Listen.
Oh, are we on the air? Oh, shoot. Dude.
Listen, other people would turn off their microphone during a song. Other people.
Other, yeah.
But
lesser
we thought,
shows.
As a bonus,
a little
behind the scenes peek.
Let's get the listeners a glimpse into, you know, how this really works.
So Stu was talking about a moon pie.
Yeah.
And then I started talking about drinking a Diet Coke and how the machine gets out about every 30 seconds.
Yeah, the guy comes
so.
Like once a month to get your ass in here and get those moon pies. Get them Diet Cokes in there.
Right.
Kevin needs his poison in a can. And right. I need my moon pies.
Listen, things happen.
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
I don't know. Get paid.
It's Give Me Five. The topic is anger management, and I'm playing this one. Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name, on 95.5 KLOS.
Unedited.
Wow! 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Wow. Stu is filling in for Sluggo, and he's the one that put our voices on the air a few minutes ago. It's his fault.
Yeah, that was the best part of the whole show.
That was anger management was the theme for Gimme Five. Mm. That was Don't Go Away Mad by Motley Crue. Before that was Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name.
Yeah.
Fooling Yourself by Styx. We're Not Gonna Take It by Twisted Sister. And Angry Chair by Alice in Chains.
All those songs are kind of angry, except that Styx song. That's a happy.
It was kind of happy.
It sounds like something you'd hear at a circus.
That's why we jumped in and talked
over
it.
That's good.
That's why. When you think of great cover songs, the first name that comes to your mind is?
Johnny Cash, Hurt. Love it. Love that. I love what he did with it. I love everything about that particular cover.
That's correct. Bruce Springsteen.
I meant Bruce Springsteen and all his famous covers.
Bruce Springsteen is releasing Soul Covers, an album.
Soul Covers. Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
What
all
a,
right.
I didn't know this was... What?
I'm not very,
convinced?
Oh, sure, convinced.
Oh, sure.
On that particular subject.
Bruce?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, Mr. Springsteen, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I just thought an Heineken hotline thing. I was waiting for that.
Dude knows everything, man. He is the boss, man. He's got that down.
I listen to you guys all the time. You guys are great. I love everything over there at KLOS.
Sweet.
Tell us about doing this new album of soul covers.
Yeah, I'm doing it now. I'm a soul covers.
Wow. Right. How did you decide? Why did you decide to do that?
Because I love soul music. I'm most known for, you know, rock and roll and stuff, but I like all different kinds of music, and I thought it'd be fun to do an album of covers, so I did this one. It's called Only the Strong Survive, and it's a great, great album. I love doing it so much, I'm working on a second album of covers now.
Already? Wow.
Wow.
The first one doesn't come out till November 11th.
I know, but I have a lot of time on my hands.
Okay.
Because I'm not that relevant anymore.
Okay. All right, so you're working on a second one.
Yeah, I want to run a couple of ideas past you guys.
Great.
I know you guys have your fingers on the pulse.
We sure do.
Yeah, fingers somewhere, yeah, for sure.
Of what the kids love.
Right.
Maybe I'd run it past you.
Okay.
This first one's a protest song.
All right.
About someone who was in prison for way too long.
All right.
And now just got out, and so I want to celebrate the release of this great American. Goes like this. Oops, I did it again. I play with your heart. Got lost in the game. Oh, baby, baby.
I didn't know that was a protest song. I had no idea.
I didn't think
Free
it was.
Free Britney.
Free Britney. Oh, got ya.
But
oh.
I think Britney's been freed.
Yeah, that's true.
That was a thing a year ago.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Well,
all right, give us some
any others. Luck, she'll be back in prison or okay. something, wherever she was.
Wherever she was. Okay. What else
also,
you got?
Also, you know, I'm from Jersey. I don't know if you know I'm from New Jersey.
No, right? I haven't heard that.
About
no.
that much.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But I'm a man of the streets, and so I'm trying to get back to the streets, and so I thought this one would be good for that.
All right.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Want to pull up tough because you notice that butt was stuffed.
Please tell me you're going to do that live, Bruce Springsteen. I really would love to see that happen.
Four thumbs up from us.
Yes, at least.
All right, I'm going to put that's making the album.
All right, good.
Also, you know, like I mentioned, I'm not maybe as relevant as I used to be, and that's okay, but. I like to appeal to the young folks out there too.
Sure.
So
oh, no.
I'm gonna put this one on just for the young folks.
All right.
Baby shark doo 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 baby shark doo 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 baby shark doo 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 baby shark.
No, I don't know.
I'm a shark doo doo doo.
95.5 Yowza.
I was waiting for you to say Yowza.
He even pointed at me.
I know, like you're Yowza.
My bad, I'm the Yowza guy, and I blew it.
Whatever.
I let everybody down. It is Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station, and time for our weekend Nextdoor app update.
Oh, these are the best. What have the loons been up to, and what are they bitching about?
To whomever called 911 of the marijuana plants in the front yard, they're tomato plants, you imbecile.
Hey, growing marijuana next door.
Possible cult activity at Nixon Library.
Wow, sure.
During the entirety of my library visit, which was about an hour, I watched this man stare at photos of Gary Busey and print them off. I do not know what his agenda is, but I have a feeling it could be a cult or Illuminati related.
I do believe Gary is in some sort of cult, so it's possible.
Illuminati, though?
Sure, why not? Wow, man, oh man, why do you jump to these kind of conclusions?
Right?
Wow.
I have two unopened bottles of Thousand Island dressing that have expired, 9/2016 and 12/2016.
Wow.
12/2016. Any interest in them? Let me know if you'd like them.
There's this awesome thing called the garbage.
Yeah, there is that.
Why would you want 7-year-old? Whatever. Okay.
On my 2.5-mile walk today with my dog, I saw a grand total of 13 American flags flying. I was hoping to see more. Oh, and then there was three flag icons. And the next person goes, your emojis are the Liberian flag.
That is beautiful.
Best of next door trending post. What are cats really?
Felines. They're creatures. They have fur and tails.
Urgent alert. Could everyone be quiet for a few? This guy says, could everyone be quiet for a few days? I need to catch up on my sleep.
Does he mean like in the neighborhood or online?
He means in the neighborhood,
oh,
I believe.
I see.
Yes.
Oh, I see. You got to catch up on his sleep.
And finally, at some point yesterday, a person or person who did not live in my building removed my uncarved pumpkin from my stoop, carved it, and replaced it with candles and all.
Well, that's when you say thank you.
They carved the word penis into the side of it.
That's when you really say thank you. Of course, generally in Vegas, I'm a lot drunker, but...
Yes, true.
Oh, we're on the air. Oh,
yeah.
Hi.
We're continuing a conversation off the air. It's probably best left off the air.
I guess so.
It's KLOS, it's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and it's about time for me to win some money back.
Yeah, man. Let's play One American Dollar. I love this contest.
You have won two times.
I have
won 0 times.
So far.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's really weird. We have found that, first of all, I mean, you know, when you're on the spot and have to come up with 10 things or 4 things that you know really well.
This game is super easy if you're not playing it.
Exactly. If you're playing along at home.
If you're sitting in the chair and you're looking at the guy asking you the question, your mind goes blank.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm, like, floored how some of these things are, like...
I assume everyone listening is screaming at us.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
Come on.
Okay.
Say anything that makes sense. Anything.
Well, get ready to scream some more because it's another edition of One American Dollar.
Right.
And here's your topic for today. Fish. You eat fish, right?
I do eat fish.
So if you go to a restaurant, you might order a certain kind of fish, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm looking for... There's a list of 10 here. I'm going to give you a choice. You can take the 10... this is data in pounds per capita based on raw national marine marine fisheries.
I don't even know what that means.
Which is to say the most fish caught, sold.
Oh, sold. Okay.
Yeah, so the most popular fish is what it really boils down to. You can choose between the year 2010 or 2011.
Really?
Yeah, well, that's the two I have.
How
for some
do I
reason.
Know the difference?
I know. Why would you? I don't think that matters. But, choose a year.
I'll take either one.
Okay, good. Take 2010 because I can see it
easier. This is the
most fish that sold for consumption.
So I assume it's the most eaten.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, they're not putting them in tanks, so.
How many do I need to get right? How many guesses do I have?
I mean, I think it's kind of hard. So, out of 10, let's say three. Three seafood fish,
Seafood fish what?
Yeah, exactly. No. I mean, items to eat, consume.
Oh, three items to eat. Yeah. How many guesses do I get?
I'm going to give you five.
Five guesses
five
to
get
three.
Three right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Turn up my machine here so I can.
I can do it. I'll do you.
Oh, you can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got my little buzzer and my bell ready to go.
Define do me.
All right.
fish. So I would say the most eaten fish is salmon.
Salmon. Salmon is not the most eaten fish. However, it is on the list. So there's one.
It's in the top 10. Okay.
It is on the top 10, yes.
So I got one. I need to get two more.
You need to get two more. I hope I don't part with my dollar. That's a lot of money. Times are hard.
You don't eat goldfish. You don't eat shark, really. Tuna.
Tuna seems
boom,
like...
Boom, sucker!
Seems like a definite yes, and as it turns out, yes.
That's
number
what I'm
two
talking
on
about.
The list. Canned tuna,
oh,
by
how
the way.
About that?
Canned.
I got one into.
So I'll give you that, yeah. No, right. I didn't say one. You got one of the ones.
Oh, gotcha. Salmon is not one.
No,
okay.
But it is on the list. But canned tuna is number two. There's something ahead of it.
You keep saying canned. Is
no,
there
just
a different
for that
kind
one.
Of tuna?
Just for tuna.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I suppose. I mean, yeah, like, for example, I get tuna at, like,
But I'm
shrimp.
Saying, are you making that distinction because you're
it's
looking
the
at
list.
The list
yeah.
and it's on the list
yeah.
that's in
the
another form?
Only, no. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very crafty
yeah.
of you. No, just tuna one time, my friend.
Okay.
One time tuna.
Salmon tuna.
Once you go tuna, you'll never go back. I don't know what that means.
Yellowtail.
Delicious fish.
I'm thinking sushi.
Yellowtail.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have to get things wrong occasionally, I guess.
All right, so three guesses, so I have two more guesses. Did you give me five guesses to get three?
I gave you...
I'm going to put that out there. You gave me five guesses.
Yeah, five guesses
okay.
to get three. That's right. So
you
had three guesses so far, and you've gotten
tuna,
two right.
Salmon... Goldfish, no. You can't eat goldfish. Can you eat goldfish? No. Halibut.
Just for the halibut?
Halibut.
Just for the halibut. And I
good
have to,
old halibut.
You know, it is a delicious thing, but not on the list of the 10
what?
Most sold in pounds across the world.
What?
In the year 2010. No halibut.
What so kind of fish
too
are
wrong. You got one more, baby. You got one more.
Don't
come
call
on,
me baby.
Hey, what do you
call me baby?
Dollar, sweetheart. Well, you aren't dressed as Belle today.
That's true.
I mean, what can I do?
What do you fish for?
I'll tell you one of the two of these. I don't have any idea what they are.
Oh, yeah. You don't? Okay.
No.
Trout is my final guess.
Trout is your final
thank
guess.
Thank you, and
trout.
Give me a dollar. How dare you?
I wanted to give you the dollar. I really did.
How is that possible? Tell them, read the list.
All right, here we go. Number 10, clams.
Oh, go to hell.
Okay. And then, I don't know what this is, P-A-N-G-A-S-I-U-S, pangasius?
Don't either. Go ahead.
Cod is
sure.
number, what is that, seven? I don't know. Crab?
Of course.
And isn't that annoying? Here's one, catfish.
Oh, come
right?
on.
And I almost accidentally said, you know,
catfish.
You want to fry up a nice pan of catfish.
Catfish
and thought,
is not considered good, even. It's considered bad fish.
It sold 0.800 pounds.
What the?
In the year 2011
right.
across the world. Alaska pollock is...
Never heard of it.
Number five or whatever. Right. And then this one I hadn't heard of. T-I-L-A-P-I-A. Tilapia. Tilapia.
Don't know.
Salmon, what you got, is number three. Mm-hmm. Canned tuna, what you got, is number two. And mm-hmm. you're going to... Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
This is the one that sold by far the most.
It's not even close.
Yeah, no. 4.01
right.
metric tons, I don't know. Of... Shrimp.
Shrimp.
Dude. Shrimp. freaking shrimp. Jack in the Box sells it.
So dumb. I'm so dumb.
You're so close to that dollar, though.
I'm so dumb, but I didn't get it. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station.
Bad Fish. That was in honor of... Oh, you lost. I'm sorry. I forgot.
You did lose.
You had a one American dollar contest.
Everybody knows texting me shrimp.
It always is number one. I always miss number one. The most... easy answer. The
I just
one
want to
I
say
think
again,
of.
It's always easier when you're not on the hot seat. All the answers come to you.
With Wally George.
Until you're sitting on the hot seat with Wally George, and then your mind goes blank. At 100%. One point, the only thing I think of is goldfish, so that says a lot.
Yeah, you were really
me.
Obsessed with eating goldfish.
Really
right there, yeah.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Slugo, they ought to know.
You know how some stories you can sort of relate and sort of relate and then things go south?
Yeah, those are kind of my favorite.
This
actually.
Is not one of those.
No, okay.
There's not a single part of this story that you will relate. Well, you might, but most people will not.
How dare you, sir? What do you mean by
the
that?
The headline is Cannibals Lured Victim to Cabin in Oklahoma Woods for Castration.
Oh.
Woo!
Wow.
That's all kinds of bad.
Yeah, that's like my favorite episode of the IT Crowd and the German Cannibal.
Two men from Oklahoma stand accused of illegal castration.
Ugh. I mean, wait, was he a willing partner?
After allegedly luring a 28-year-old to a remote cabin through an online advertisement for low-cost castration.
Well, so he signed up.
Yes.
Well, why is it illegal then?
Because they're not surgeons. Bob Lee Allen, 53, and Thomas Evans Gates, 42, were formally charged Wednesday. In what appeared to be the victim's testicles were found in a freezer in the bedroom.
What gets into people's heads?
They face felony counts of conspiracy to commit unlicensed surgery, performing unlicensed surgery, maintaining as well as assault and battery and with a dangerous weapon. They face additional misdemeanor counts for failure to bury harvested body parts.
They were like digging through the books. Well, what else can we got to... These
well,
guys are
I don't
insane.
Think they had to dig through the books because...
I mean, that last one is a weird one.
They had a freezer. They had a freezer of balls. They had a freezer of balls.
It's both.
I mean, come on now. It's a freezer of balls. The sheriff said the victim, who has not been named, flew to from Virginia to Dallas and then drove to the cabin in southeast Oklahoma.
Now, see, can't they charge him with being really, 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 really dumb?
I would think so, yes.
Did he go bitch about it?
He saw it on a website that offered discount castrations and describes itself as the eunuch maker.
Well, that's the first thing I'm going to do, sign up for that.
Allen reportedly told the victim that he had some 15 years of castration and related genital surgery experience.
Sure, who doesn't?
And warned that he, quote, videotapes the surgery for personal use. He also said the surgery wouldn't cost him anything.
Because he's giving him free food.
Giving him balls.
Did they tell him that they're cannibals, that they plan on...
I'll get to that.
Okay.
The victim, who was awake, but had nerves deadened in the pubic area for the two-hour procedure, told investigators that Allen performed the surgery on the dining room table. You've made some bad decisions in your life.
You have laid down on the table.
Yes.
Stripped.
In the dining room.
And you flew there specifically for this activity.
After the surgery.
Yes.
Allen informed the victim that he intended to eat his balls.
Oh, I see. Now, why didn't tell him before?
Literally eat them. He also said that he had six more clients scheduled for the same procedure and had a freezer of body parts and showed him a bunch of pictures.
Okay. All right.
After the victim started to bleed out.
Right. Sure, like you do.
They called the ambulance and they asked him to tell the medics that he had done it to himself.
And he didn't?
He didn't play along with them, no.
So all these other people, apparently, the pictures that were taken, did. They were like, it's fine. Thank you for removing that. I don't need it.
I don't know.
Thank you for consuming that later. I hope you send me video of that. Oh, man. Yeah, this is a weird one, dude. You found a weird one today.
Right, but listen, if you want it taken off, don't drive to the woods in southeast Oklahoma. Like, there are some things maybe don't skimp on.
Well, I mean, you know, there's no way.
Don't go to a guy named the Eunuch Maker.
You know what you're getting into. Shayna, I bought their tickets. I say let them crash.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'm concerned about this, what I see on this piece of paper about what we're going to talk about now. I don't like those two words being put together.
Oh, yes, you do.
I'm going to pretend I don't like those two words being put together.
And you also love it. The two words are monkey sex. All right, listen. In the Trentham Monkey Forest.
Sure, one of my favorites.
In Britain.
Mm-hmm. In mediocre Britain, not Great Britain.
They're trying to figure out how to get endangered Barbary. I'm relatively sure this is right, and I'm sure that I will get corrected if not. I think the monkey is called a macaca.
Excuse me? Macaca?
I think.
Monkey? Is that what it says on the official article there you're reading from the newspaper?
It didn't give me a pronunciation, so right. I went to...
Oh, that seems to make sense.
Oh, look for it.
You actually looked it up.
Yes.
Check you out.
And it's a macaca. So,
all right, there's three words I don't like.
And apparently it's mating season. And woo-hoo! It's the end of mating season.
Oh, get it on. Hurry up.
And they're not getting it on.
Oh, monkeys.
Right?
Come on.
So, the Trentham Monkey Forest on Sunday, this past Sunday,
right,
hired a Motown singer, David Largic.
Oh, this is getting weird.
To serenade the monkeys to help them get it on at the end of this year's mating season.
Is this going
to
be Ralph singing?
No.
Wow, really?
This is real.
This is real. You can look this up.
There's a guy, I'll post it on at Kevin and Sluggo.
Okay.
There's a guy standing in the middle of the forest.
Yeah.
This looks like an opening with some grass. And he's standing there and he's singing. He's a Marvin Gaye impersonator. So he's singing Let's Get It On and
monkeys.
Sexual healing to the monkeys because they think it might help.
Wait, don't say yet whether or not it worked because I want to save that. But you got audio of him singing?
We do.
I'm picturing him standing in the forest now.
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah, yeah.
If your job is to get the macaca to
get it on,
mm-hmm. What? I mean, do you think maybe the music that we find sexy, they find sexy?
Well, they are close to us.
Does that come to your mind?
No, that doesn't come to my mind. No.
You get an impersonator for Marvin Gaye?
Personally, I don't care if they get it on.
Why not just play Marvin Gaye's music?
Yeah. It's probably a copyright thing. Like the monkeys have been turning them in and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Marvin Gaye's people are really on top of...
All right. Are you ready to hear David singing to the macacas?
Oh, David. Come on, chimpanzee!
Right?
Macaca. Get it on with that macaca. Come on.
This is a real thing.
He's not even very...
He's
with
terrible.
Apologies to David. You're not very good.
He's not good.
No, the monkeys are probably throwing poo.
If the macacas are trusting David...
They're flinging poo. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't immediately clear whether the music encouraged the animals to get down to business. The tongue-in-cheek concert did serve as an important reminder just how important mating season is for the monkey forest.
Man, I'd forgotten. It's a good thing they reminded me.
What am I supposed to do about that?
Send money now.
I understand it's important.
You can adopt a horny monkey.
There are up to 140 Barbary macacas. An endangered species of monkey with fewer than 8,000 remaining worldwide.
No.
So they really need the macaca to bang.
Yeah. Maybe you could suggest a better playlist for them.
I don't know. Like,
I mean, I guess if you're Marvin Gaye, I guess you're going to 101 strings. Maybe they're more classical monkeys.
I don't know. I don't think the macacas are classical. No, they're probably punks. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Billy Idol, it's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo today. We have your shot to win your share of $100,000 in a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas.
It's not $100,000 anymore?
It's your share of $100,000.
Oh!
Some idiot today said you could win $100,000. It's your share of $100,000.
But you know what? If we don't get a winner...
It goes up.
It goes up and up and up and up. I mean, if we never get a winner, $100,000.
Caller 13 right now, 1-800-955-KLOS, gets to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. The current jackpot at $1,600.
Ooh.
And we are looking for a two-word movie from the 70s.
Two-word title
From the 70s.
Were title of a movie from the 70s.
Correct.
That seems so easy.
Correct. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. Good luck. KLOS. Hello. Who's this?
Marlene.
Marlene, you're caller 13.
Right on. Thank
right
you.
On. So what we're going to ask you to do is name a two-word okay. movie title from the 70s. Yes.
Perfect.
Now,
perfect.
The last thank two that were guessed is The Exorcist.
Uh-huh.
And Breaking Away.
Okay.
Earlier today, somebody guessed James Bond. And that's not the name of a movie. Nope. So it is a movie that was made in the 70s that has two words in the name. Do you have a guess?
Yes, I do.
It's for $1,600. Let's hear your guess.
Okay, my guess is Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles is a great guess. It's incorrect.
Oh.
But it's a great guess. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye now. Bye. Thank you. All right. So it goes up to $1,800 next hour for your share of $100,000 from KLOA. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is sitting in for Sluggo, who usually sings, so it's only appropriate.
Miles away.
That's awesome. Yeah, we're good. We have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. What? Caller 13 right now at 1-800-955-KLOS gets to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. The current jackpot is
$1,800. $1,800?
$1,800. Be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. KLOS, who is this?
Hey, what's up?
Who is this?
This is Trevor.
Trevor, you're caller 13.
Oh, sick. All right.
Which means you get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. So what we're looking for is a popular 70s movie that has a two-word title. Let me tell you the last couple of guesses. The last guess was Blazing Saddles, and before that was The Exorcist. If you can tell me the right 70s two-name title, you will win $1,800.
Cool, I'm in. Let's do it.
All right. What is your guess?
Dirty Harry.
Oh.
Dirty Harry's a great
Dirty
guess.
Dirty Harry, yeah.
And it's incorrect.
Oh, yeah.
It's incorrect, though. I'm sorry.
Trevor, you sound like you are on vacation, bro. What's going on in your world?
Hi, dude. Oh, man, just chilling out. Just got home. I actually walked through the door, man.
Oh, before, nice.
So, yeah.
All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah, well, you almost won $1,800. Next hour, you get a chance at $2,000. So thank you for calling. We will play the $100,000 name game coming up next hour on 95.5 KLOS. We have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas.
Ooh.
It's going to happen before 6 o'clock, so keep listening.
It's Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS. And it's Stu in for Sluggo, Kevin and Sluggo show in effect. Perhaps you will get lucky. If you are caller 13, I have your shot to win your share of $100,000 in our KLOS $100,000 name game. You also get a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. If you're caller 13 right now at 800-955-KLOS, you will get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. The jackpot? Just $2,000. Hello, KLOS. Who is this?
This is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. You are caller 13.
Yay!
We're going to play the $100,000 name game. Have you been following along?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Your chances are better that way. It's our first day. Yay. And let me tell you, the pot is up to $2,000, so that's pretty good for you. And okay. If you've been following along, then you know that we are looking for the name of a popular 1970s movie. It's got a two-word title. And the last couple of guesses we had that were incorrect were Dirty Harry and Blazing Saddles. Both good guesses, both wrong. Suzanne, what is your guess?
Taxi Driver.
Ah, a classic, an awesome movie. Also wrong, though. I'm sorry. Aww. We can scratch that off the list. Pot grows to $2,200, and we'll play again.